أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال رب بما أنعمت علي فلن أكون ظهيرا للمجرمين.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described to us the moment when Musa alayhi salam entered into the city of Egypt, and he found these two men fighting with each other. One was from the group of Musa alayhi salam, he was an Israelite. The other one was from the enemy of Musa alayhi salam, he was a Copt. And the one who was an Israelite was being oppressed. And he shouted out to Musa alayhi salam for assistance. Musa alayhi salam wanted to discipline the oppressor. And he struck him, and it was a fatal strike, a fatal blow. Unintentionally, Musa alayhi salam had killed this person. He then turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sought forgiveness from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we had forgiven him. In the next ayah, ayah number 17, of Surah Al-Qasas, Musa alayhi salam expresses his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiving him for this slip up of his and this mistake that he had made, this unintentional killing. قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. Oh Allah, since you have favored me. How did Allah favor him? By forgiving him and by pardoning him and overlooking that mistake that he had made. Oh Allah, since you have favored me in this way, فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. I will never be a supporter for criminals. Any person who is a criminal, any person who is unjust, I shall never be a supporter of such a person. A person who is a criminal, a person who is a quarrelsome person, a person who is guilty of any crime and calls out to me or calls out for my help, I will never support him in the future. فَأَصْبَحَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. Now Musa alayhi salam, he knows that he killed a very important person. And we said previously that the man who was killed was no ordinary person. He belonged to the special forces of Fir'aun. So he was an elite person, an elite officer within the fraternity of the security forces of Fir'aun. So Musa alayhi salam, naturally, he knows that people are going to be investigating and people will be searching for the killer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَصْبَحَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. He entered the city in the morning. This is the next day, the following day, or perhaps the day after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he comes back into the city of Egypt, and this time in the morning. خَائِفًا, in a state of fear, he is fearful. يَتَرَقَّبْ, apprehensive. He is watching out. He is waiting to see what will happen next. يَتَرَقَّبْ is when you are apprehensive and you are anticipating something bad to happen. فَإِذَا الَّذِي اسْتَنْصَرَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ يَسْتَصْرِخُ. Musa alayhi salam finds the same man, the man who asked for his help the day before, who previously shouted out to him, asking for his help. He finds the same man in a fight with another Copt. He finds him again fighting. And he sees Musa, he calls out to Musa, "Oh Musa, I need your help once again." Allah says, فَإِذَا الَّذِي اسْتَنْصَرَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ. Musa alayhi salam suddenly finds the one who asked him for help yesterday, يَسْتَصْرِخُ, shouting out for help once again. قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى. Musa alayhi salam realized that this person is a quarrelsome troublemaker. He's looking to fight and he's always looking to argue with others. Then remember the promise that Musa alayhi salam made to Allah, لَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. I will never support, assist and help the criminals. So Musa alayhi salam addressed this man and he scolded him. This Israelite person, قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى إِنَّكَ لَغَوِيٌّ مُبِينٌ. You are a clearly mischief maker. You are a troublemaker. Every time I find you, I see you, you are in a fight, and you want me to help you. Every time you are arguing with a person who belongs to the party and the group of Fir'aun. فَلَمَّا أَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَبْتِشَ بِالَّذِي هُوَ عَدُوٌ لَهُمَا. But Musa alayhi salam wanted to help him. After all, he was from the party of Musa alayhi salam. He was an Israelite. And the Israelites, they were the oppressed people in the city. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Then Musa alayhi salam proceeded and he went toward them, and when he intended to grab hold of the one who was an enemy to both of them, meaning the Copt, he wanted to grab hold of him and just distance him from the Israelite so that he does not oppress the Israelite. Qala, the Israelite, the one who belonged to the party of Musa alayhi salam, when he saw Musa alayhi salam coming towards them, and Musa alayhi salam was scolding him, and Musa alayhi salam was rebuking him, he thought Musa alayhi salam is coming for him. He thought Musa alayhi salam is going to attack him, and that Musa alayhi salam is going to discipline him the way he disciplined his opponent the day before. So when he saw Musa alayhi salam coming towards the two of them, قَالَ يَا مُوسَى, he shouted out, he says, "Oh Musa, أَتُرِيدُ أَن تَقْتُلَنِي, do you want to kill me? كَمَا قَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا بِالْأَمْسِ, just the way you killed another person yesterday." And he let out the secret. He shouted out, and he said to Musa alayhi salam, "إِن تُرِيدُ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ جَبَّارٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ, Musa, you only want to be a tyrant in the land. You only want to be a tyrant. You killed a person yesterday, and now you are coming for me and you want to kill me. وَمَا تُرِيدُ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُصْلِحِينَ, Oh Musa, you do not want to be from the peacemakers, and you do not want to be from those who reform." Musa alayhi salam moved away from there. He did not take the matter any further. And that person heard this entire discussion between Musa alayhi salam and the Israelite. He immediately went to Fir'aun and reported to Fir'aun what he had heard and what he had witnessed. And it now became known to all that Musa alayhi salam was the killer who killed this person from the special forces of Fir'aun. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the next day, or perhaps later that day, a man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say who this man is, but this man was one who was a believer. He believed in Musa alayhi salam, and he was from the people of the palace. And he came running. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, جَاءَ رَجُلٌ, a man came, مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ, from the furthest part of the city, meaning from the other end of the city. He came running. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْعَى, he came running to Musa alayhi salam. He had some news for Musa. قَالَ يَا مُوسَى, he said, "Oh Musa," this man, إِنَّ الْمَلَأَ يَأْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ, the chieftains, they are planning against you. They know you are the killer. They are counseling each other, and they are conspiring with each other what to do, لِيَقْتُلُوكَ, to kill you. They have taken a decision amongst themselves to kill you because of the crime that you had committed. فَخْرُجْ, so he tells Musa alayhi salam, "Listen, leave the city. Get out of here. Run away. Don't stay in the city of Egypt. فَخْرُجْ إِنِّي لَكَ مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ, leave the city. Indeed, I am a well-wisher for you. I am from amongst the well-wishers. I wish well for you. And this is my piece of advice to you, that you should leave the city immediately, otherwise you will be killed. فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ, so this is the moment when Musa alayhi salam left Egypt, and he decided to proceed towards a little city or a little town known as the town of Madian, where Shu'aib alayhi salam was residing. And it was about an 8 days journey from Egypt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا, he exited from it, that is from the city of Egypt, خَائِفًا, in a state of fear, يَتَرَقَّبْ, apprehensive, waiting for something to happen, or waiting to see what will happen next. قَالَ رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, as he was leaving the city of Egypt, he made this dua and said, "Oh my Rabb, protect me, rescue me, safeguard me from the oppressive nation." May Allah grant us the understanding.